Caleb Collier.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, we're the bomb. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier, again, your favorite far-right shock jock and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. Head on over to churchandstate.media and download the episodes and share them everywhere. Like, if an alien race comes down, and we just had this eclipse, and now there's all this interest because somebody filmed the UFO in Texas and it just disappeared into the clouds. But if they come down and land somewhere and you have these little green men and they come down, the first thing you need to do is share with them an episode of Church and State. Like, boom, there you go. They'll know everything that they need to know. They'll know that they need to respect individual liberty and human rights, and we can live together. Cohesively. Actually, that's not true because they're all demons. Anyway, also take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. Also, you know what? If that alien race comes down, you know what the first thing they should do? And you know this is true because what do aliens do immediately? They butcher cows. They do. They butcher cows. Chris is like struggling trying to figure out where I'm going with this. He's like, who is he talking about? Oh, wait, cows. Okay, beef. Got it. Yeah. Look, aliens love beef because they experiment on cows all the time. They're always killing them. Taking out their tongues and stuff. I don't know why they like beef tongue. That's not that great. But if you want to make sure that if an alien craft comes and visits and the whole system's disrupted and there's no more food in the grocery stores, guess what? You got storable beef in your house, 10 to 15 year shelf life, all organic, grass-fed, grass-finished. It's awesome. I love it. So go to griddownchowdown.com. Use that promo code Church and State. You're going to get a discount. We'll get some of that back. Also, if you want to support us and our endeavor to remain on the American Christian Network, hit that donate button. Hit that donate button and make sure that we are coming to tickle your ears 5 days a week. Just hit that donate button, churchandstate.media. And if you want to get a hold of us, churchandstate1776 at proton.me. All right, three big events. Actually, there's four, but I'll save that fourth one for a little bit later. First, we got the homeschool conference. If you hate public school as much as I do, and I just get angry at public school, ooh, man, the things they're trying to do to our kids. Well, make sure that you have the information to be able to homeschool. It's not that hard. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not that hard to homeschool. All right. My family, we did it for a little bit. Now they're in a private school, but I won't send them to public school. So head on over to the homeschool conference, April 26th through 27th, over at Valley Assembly, 15618 East Broadway. If you want to email them, christianfamilyhomeeducators@gmail.com. It's going to be a wonderful event for you. All right. Family's $55, individual is $40. So get on that, get on over there. We also have the Vax Unvax bus coming to Spokane on April 19th. This is going to be at 12929 East Sprague Avenue. Starts at 8 a.m. We're going to have a whole bunch of testimonies from individuals who are going to share their stories of vaccine injuries. And then the speakers, and there's some great ones here, from 4 to 6 p.m. So make sure that that is on your schedule. Also, we have General Flynn coming to Spokane. This is going to be April 25th. If you just go to flynnmovie.com, you can get your tickets right there. It's going to be over at On Fire Ministries. It starts at 5 p.m. Movie's going to start at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are only $35. Opportunity for you to actually see General Flynn in person. And remember, we're running a special right now. If you buy your tickets, screenshot that you bought them, send them on over to Church and State 1776 at proton.me. You get entered into a contest where you can win a book, a signed book from General Flynn, and an opportunity to meet him in person. So those are the big events. All right. Also, we got this. A lot of you have been actually messaging me, and you're curious about another hat that I'm going to wear. I just lose. You know what I need is the Sherlock Holmes hat. With the two bills, so I can just spin it, but I'd need three bills. So I'd look kind of like remember those guys in the 90s that wear their hats sideways? It looked ridiculous. But yeah, I work for Turning Point. I do Church and State. And now we've decided to start a church, Apologia Chapel. All right. And I got good news for you. We are starting April 28th. All right, April 28th. It's going to be at 3506 West Princeton, and we're going to start up at 1 p.m. So put that on your calendars. If you are curious about what I might say from the pulpit, it's probably pretty similar to this. But, you know, there's two other guys that are involved in this that'll maybe keep me somewhat balanced. Chris, can I be balanced? No, I'm not balanced. I'm like the opposite, the antithesis of Fox News. I'm not fair or balanced. Nope. I am severely unbalanced, and I don't care about fairness or equality. No, I've got my own agenda here, and it's a right-wing shock jock agenda. It's a conservative Christian agenda. That's right. But no, please come visit our church, and I'll be on my best behavior. What is this? Oh my goodness. I forgot to discontinue my phone. Oh, that's just, see, you get all organic on Church and State. Anyway. All right. Disruptions will not continue. Anyway, let's get into these stories right now. I've got a few good ones here. Number one, this is interesting. You know, obviously someone in my shoes didn't really approve of the whole lockdowns of the COVID vaccines and all this stuff. And now in their rush to try to, well, really turn you a different direction. It's clearly propaganda, but they've got to do something to disrupt the narrative of all these super cancers and all these people that are dying post getting the COVID vaccine and all the boosters. And so they're just getting absolutely ridiculous in the things that they're coming up with to explain away all these premature deaths. And here is another one, another great example of this. Cancer rates rising in young people due to accelerated aging, new study finds. Highly troubling. Highly troubling. Highly troubling. Are you kidding me with this garbage? Like, who's going to believe this? Who's going to read from the mainstream media and say, hey, you know, what's happening is we're accelerating our aging. That's the problem here. That's why we're all getting these cancers, is because, hey, I may look 45, but I'll tell you, my body, it's decrepit. Wait, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But no, it is. I'm like 80 years old, actually. I mean, if you had X-ray vision like Superman, you'd see. Like, I am just falling apart right now in front of your very eyes. No. No, this is completely made up pseudoscience, but it's all designed to take you away from the reality, from the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And the truth is that vaccine, that experiment that so many people willingly rolled up their sleeves and took, it's killing them now. It's killing them. That's what's going on in places all around the world. We've all seen it. We've all seen these massive blood clots. We've all seen the super cancers. We've all had family members that have died because of this. My own aunt, who the doctor told her, I'm going to tell you this, but I will never repeat it again. The vaccine killed you. That's what my aunt's doctor said. And sure enough, she passed on. This vaccine was killing people. It continues to kill people. But no, they're claiming it's accelerated aging. And it's interesting because embedded into this article is some interesting points. They say that Americans, or just actually world, the whole world body, needs to do one of two things, okay? They need to, number one, take care of themselves better with their health. Let me translate this for you. There is a direct attack on things that are actually beneficial to the body that they are saying lead to unhealthy lifestyles and to accelerated death rates. Things like red meat, things like salt intake, things like high fat diets. Ladies and gentlemen, these are all healthy for you. They're good for you. Okay. But if you follow their platform, right, everybody should be a vegan. We should all be driving our Subaru Outbacks with the coexist stickers on them, eating kale. Gah. Chris, you're a vegetarian. Do you like kale? Okay, Chris doesn't even like kale. Nobody likes kale. It's nasty. I don't even know. It's bitter. It's why would you put that in your mouth? Okay, no. I don't want that. Right? But that's the diet that they want you on. And then, if people absolutely need that protein, well, don't worry. There's plenty of bugs. They're all over the planet. So we'll just eat bugs for our protein sources. Never mind the fact that that's actually dangerous for you to consume. Okay? But you got to do that. And then you also have to actually engage in their system of almost, well, let's just call a spade a spade. It's a cyborg system. Okay? They want you to merge with technology because the technology is going to be able to monitor you. And the technology is going to be able to say, hey, Caleb, I see you sprinkling salt on your steak, which is, by the way, the only acceptable condiment on a steak is salt. I will fight you over this. Okay, Chris doesn't agree with any of that. But you sprinkled a little too much salt and your blood pressure might be elevated. You know when my blood pressure is elevated? Because my wearable watch, which I don't wear, by the way, is telling me what I can and cannot eat. That's why my blood pressure is increasing. That's why I'm angry right now. So throw that thing in the trash. But that's what they want for you. And while it may be wearable right now, very, very soon it'll be embedded. Then you can't get rid of it. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry about the vaccine. Don't worry about the next rollout of the vaccine. That's not what actually is killing you. It's that you are accelerating in your aging. Feel better? Sleep well at night. All right, moving on from there, let's talk about AI, since I really set the stage for it. There's an interesting program that was just revealed coming out of Israel. It's a secret weapon dubbed Lavender. And it apparently has been revealed that it has coldly identified 37,000 Hamas targets to strike. That's right. They're using AI to identify terrorists in Palestine. And they're just getting taken out by drone strikes. Now, this is not problematic whatsoever. I feel really good about my sleep tonight, which I don't sleep all that well anyway. But yeah, I feel really good about this. Because didn't we just have a drone strike that just occurred against a humanitarian group? Did they use Lavender for this? Well, the article doesn't say, but I would be suspicious that yes, indeed, this is what happened. That they identified these individuals as potentially terrorists, and the AI made the decision. We're going to strike this. Okay, now, the article claims that the AI does not make the final decision. Okay, that it is actually fed to a number of analysts who go through it and confirm that yes, this is indeed a terrorist and that we should execute them. Let's just talk about human nature for just a minute, just human nature. I know when I'm on a computer all day long, I'm ready to lose my mind. 37,000, remember that number. So we have 37,000 terrorists and the AI is going through and identifying these as potential threats. And then it's fed over to an analyst who examines it. What do you think is going to happen here? Do you think humanity or human nature might take over and we might just get a little bit lazy, just a little bit lazy? And we might say the computer says so. So, okay, I don't have to think. My job's easy. I just push a button. There we go. Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. And in fact, a whistleblower has come forward and said that indeed, they're just rubber stamping it. They're just rubber stamping the execution of these individuals who may or may not be terrorists. Now, AI, we've already done a number of episodes about AI and specifically the dangers associated with AI. AI has actually come out and said it's a god. It is demanded to be worshipped. It has actually told individuals that they can make, AI can actually make your life extremely difficult if you don't obey them. Extremely difficult, or execute you entirely, perhaps. Right now, and it's the typical fashion that they do it, it's always through those little steps, those little incremental movements, where who's going to defend a Palestinian terrorist, a jihad for Islam? Who's going to defend them? Oh, nobody. I mean, I don't want to defend them. But we can't let this slip past humanity having these certain rights, and number one among those rights is the right to life. We cannot move away from that. We cannot collectively as a society deem one people group to be lesser than another, because our history is filled with story after story of just that. And it's led to genocide. And then we move beyond that and we say, never again. Never again will we allow a certain people group to be decided to be by another group, to be lesser individuals. And we establish laws and establish the United Nations to ensure that we would live in a world of peace where everyone is equal. And then we have this. And then we have this right here, where Hamas, who is absolutely evil, is deemed to be lesser, and AI can specifically target them for execution. Well, let's just move forward. Let's just fast forward into some dystopian future that I see coming upon us. My wife teases me that my only genre of movies is dystopian, and she's right. That's what I like to watch. I take notes. But let's just imagine a future, if you will. It's rather bleak, rather gray, dark. And individuals can be deemed, through artificial intelligence, to be enemies of the state. And let's just say, for argument's sake here, that I just won't be shut up. Yeah, it sounds like me. I won't quit talking. Sometimes Chris wants to put a cork in me. But I won't shut up. And so I'm constantly on this platform of church and state, and I'm describing the systematic breakdown of our liberties. And I'm pushing back against the administration, whether it be Republican or Democrat. And I get deemed to be an enemy of the state. What's my future? Am I going to have a bomb dropped on me? Are you just going to be enjoying one of my episodes where you're not looking at me, but watching? And what happened? There goes Caleb. He's done for. I know I'm in a basement, but these bunker busters or this new AI technology, I mean, literally a size of a bug could fly through the window. Boom. Don't worry, Chris, you'll go too. You're close enough to me. But is that the kind of world that we're going to accept? Are we going to allow this to continue because we've decided collectively as a society that these individuals, they can just be executed by a computer, by the algorithms that have been established, by a system that we don't fully understand yet, the power and capabilities behind AI? I mean, even right now, as I'm just simply discussing this, AI could go completely just off on its own platform and decide that, no, he needs to be silenced. He needs to be shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very scary and dark future if we continue to allow things like this to occur. But are we just going to become apathetic to it? Are we just going to continue to see pictures and stories of war-torn areas, of people dying, and we'll just become immune to even caring? I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose the fact that I care for individuals, regardless of race, color, sex, creed. I care about individuals. And I don't want to see them executed by machines. I don't want to live in Terminator. So if you feel like I do, let's pull the plug. Let's pull the plug to this system. Because I'll tell you what, I never went to war. I served in the Marine Corps, but I served in a time of peace primarily. But I was an EMT for years. And I've had to look in the eyes of individuals who were dying more times than I can remember. And there's something unique about that situation. When you were actually surrounded by death, things change as a human being. And as a human being, you might just say, you might just look at the circumstances surrounding your order to kill somebody. And you might say no. You might be a super soldier for this great dystopian military that has emerged in whatever given country. And you might be told to execute somebody. What's their crime? I don't know. Just following orders. You might look them in the eyes, and your humanity may return And you might say, no, I'm not doing that. And even if it results in your death, you had your soul restored at that moment. And there's hope for you. But through artificial intelligence, it's just a click of a button, a whirl of some gears, and you're in the afterlife. Speaking of Hamas, let's move on to the last story, because I really wanted to, I didn't plan on devoting that much time to that story, but hey, you know how I am. We had a terrorist emerge in my local area, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Now, for those of the audience that live in other areas of the country that may not be familiar with this region, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho is a gem. It is stunningly beautiful. One of the prettiest places I've ever been in my life. And it's largely a peaceful community. Not a lot of people here. They're coming more. Californians and Seattleites are discovering this beauty, and they're tired of the tyranny of Washington and California, and they're moving to Idaho. Unfortunately, they're still retaining all of their belief systems, and they're changing it for the worse. But it is. It's a great area to live. And now we got an 18-year-old who was planning to, attack a number of churches. About 24 churches this individual was targeting. He'd pledged his allegiance to ISIS. And he had a plan. He was going to incapacitate his father with a pipe, handcuff him, and then he was going to steal his weapons and drive to a number of churches where he was planning to attack them, using bombs, using fire, using firearms and a machete. This was all his plan, to go out and kill Christians. Look, this is happening more and more frequently for a number of reasons. Number one, our porous border. Our border, not only with Mexico, but also with Canada, is completely wide open. And under the Biden administration, they are continuing it just that way. And it's not just Hispanics that are coming across the borders in this country. We have video after video, and we've shared them here on Church and State, Chinese age fighting men, or military age men, coming across in droves. We just had the Arabian terrorist who was very vocal with the news media about they didn't know who he was, but soon enough they would. There have been sleeper cells established throughout the United States for years, with these Islamic jihadists who are just waiting to be giving their marching orders, and then terrorism will occur in spots all around the country. You know, Israel just assassinated a general. It's Iranian, you know, whether it's Hezbollah, whatever. They're getting their marching orders from Iran. They just assassinated this individual in Syria. And what did Iran do? They pledged to retaliate against the great Satan and the little Satan. Well, that's us. And so now we have a story like this, of this individual who is radicalized online. Why are so many American, especially young men and women, so easy to radicalize into the Islamic faith? It's quite simple. It comes down to masculinity and femininity. You see, this world, the West, has attacked this. And they've made men more feminine and women more masculine. And it goes against our human nature. Because God created you and I to be masculine or feminine. Those are your options. No man gets excited about being a beta male. Now, we had that idiot that was having the ashes, the cigarette ashes, put in his mouth, and he was proud to proclaim himself a beta male. These are abnormal individuals. The vast majority of us don't want to be a beta male. And so they look for some way to become more masculine, or some way as a woman to become more feminine. And Islam offers just that. Islam as a religion celebrates your masculinity. And it's attractive to young American men in particular. They go to a church, and what do they find? Most of the churches are pathetic. You got, Chris is saying it, skinny jeans. You got these men that are saying, if somebody attacks you, you just turn the other cheek. Context. Context. That's what I'm looking for. Because it's not always right to turn the other cheek. Sometimes you got to be aggressive. Sometimes being aggressive is the best course of action that you can take. But you don't hear that in the American church. But they do hear it in Islam. And so these individuals are getting radicalized. And they're engaging just like this young man who was probably confused, who probably had some mental health issues. And they prey upon those individuals. This guy wanted to do a suicide attack. Thank God he was found out. Thank God that we had the systems established to actually identify this individual and to take him before he took innocent lives. But he's just one guy. And their numbers are legion. We have got to identify and remove this specific threat in the U.S. Carlos the Jackal, the infamous terrorist, said only a partnership of Marxism and Islam can take down the West. And they've been doing it for years. They've been working on that partnership. Why do you think you see the LGBTQ community with their stupid rainbow flags saying gays for Islam? When if they were in an Islamic country, they'd be thrown from a roof and then stoned. It's because they've been working on this partnership for decades. And they're ready to pull the trigger. They're ready to pull the trigger. And I know we on the right, some of us almost welcome a civil war. Some of us almost welcome this to be able to say, look at the left. They're so silly. They can't even figure out what their gender is. They don't know how to operate a rifle. They don't know how to put rounds down range. Jihadists do. Jihadists do. And they are ruthless. And they do not fear death. They will walk into a room and blow themselves up just to kill as many of you as they possibly can. So get prepared. Get ready. Make sure that you're always strapped. You're always ready. Be wise as serpents. Right? Gentle as doves. Church of State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church. I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State. The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsynapse.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsynapse.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsynapse.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsynapse.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you.